It is important. It is vital. Heed my words, please. It is important for you to know the amount of money you're willing to risk for volatile assets. This is your Mind Ranting. Today is the 8th of February, 2023. Happy Hump Day. Name is Chris Crush Cristobal. Let's get into it. So, it's that time again. It's time for me to remind you that you need to be aware of the amount of money you put into some of these very, very volatile assets. And I'm talking NFTs, I'm talking crypto. And the reason I bring this up is because I just finished up Netflix's newest documentary, or at least new to me. I don't know if it's been out for a while, but it's Trust No One, The Search for the Crypto King. It's in regards to the CEO of Quadriga CX at the time of the disappearance and the presumed death of the CEO. Quadriga CX was Canada's number one Bitcoin exchange. And for the uninitiated, you know, Bitcoin is just, you know, it's a decentralized type of currency that is exchanged on the blockchain. And, you know, I don't even know why the fuck I have to explain to people who what Bitcoin is. I did a shitty job there, but if you're investing in these things and you really don't know what the fuck it is or how to explain it to a five-year-old, then you are honestly one of the last people to put any dollar amount, okay? If you cannot explain to a five-year-old what the blockchain does, what decentralization currency looks like, the future applications of Bitcoin, if you cannot explain that to a five-year-old, you have no fucking business being in that. And listen, I've harped on the negatives of cryptocurrency and Bitcoin, and I know they're two completely different things, but I do have some, you know, I dabble in it here and there. Do I trust my entire life savings on it? Absolutely the fuck not. Will I be upset that I missed out on the gravy train? Actually, that's fucking terrible. Terrible. will I miss out on the hype? Probably. You know, as of today, I think Bitcoin has finally recovered their losses from the FTX scandal. And just watching this documentary and hearing about these people with their sob stories where they've put $70,000 in this exchange and they tried, you know, buying Bitcoin through this exchange. Hearing them do that and then hearing that they wanted to make quick money, that they didn't want to get rich slow. I get it. Who the fuck wants to invest year after year in the S&P 500 and boring ass index funds, all right? You're only going to get maybe like a 10 to 12% interest rate. And then you have to account for year over year inflation as well. So it's like, I get it. But at the same time, if you're out here putting $400,000 into this crypto exchange because you wanted to make quick money. Well, not only to make quick money, but you also didn't want to transfer your money over to a bank because of a 2% fee. Okay. I remember doing the math for one of the victims, and I'm going to put quotation marks around that victim of this crypto exchange of the Quadriga CX. All right. This guy had sold his apartment because he had taken out $85,000 in loans because he wanted to keep up with his friends who were making a fuck ton of money when Bitcoin had basically had its first jump from $100 up until I think it was like 1500 or like 15,000, sorry. Right. So wanted to catch that. So decided to take personal loans. Then Bitcoin had taken a crap. He had lost about 70 to 80% of what he had initially put in. He had to pay back those loans, still covering his mortgage, decided to sell his apartment. I think he was based out of San Francisco. So apartment in San Francisco will fetch you something pretty nice. So he had about $400,000. And apparently some of this money also included his life savings. Okay. So because he didn't trust the bank to go ahead and charge him a 2% commission fee, just, I guess, to transfer his money over. All right. That's $8,000. Now, $8,000 is nothing to sneeze at. Okay. If $8,000 were to land on my lap, hey, that'll cover a month's trip for me, at least in Mexico. That's a lot of tacos and a lot of drinking. I don't do drinking like that, but you know, if I did, somehow I'd figure out a way to use up this $8,000, right? But because he didn't want to pay $8,000, now we're going to subtract that from $400,000. He would have still been left with $392,000. Okay, because he didn't want to pay that measly 2% fee, right? Because you wanted all the money, and I get it. You know, banks are corrupt at times. You know, they don't have the greatest track record. And, you know, they're moving money left and right, and the interest rates for those are abysmal. He decided to go ahead and take this $400,000, right? And then he sent it over to this crypto exchange, the Quadriga CX. It's a fucking weird name, too. Decided to take this exchange, right? Send the money over there. And he basically got asked out of it. Okay. There's another guy who took about $70,000 to $80,000, put it on the exchange, and it just went kaput. And I hear these guys saying, you know, oh, it's their life savings. It's, you know, money that their folks had given them. Just like, I don't think your parents worked so hard to build, you know, a sizable nest egg for you to blow it on stupid shit. And look, before I get called a boomer, like I said, I have money in cryptocurrency. I have money in Bitcoin and Ethereum, Cardano, right? Not large life-changing money, but just enough to be like, okay, maybe let me keep an eye on this. If I 10x or even 20x my money, hey, cool. If I don't, well, you know, yeah, it's going to suck and I might be bummed out, but I can live with that, right? I can live with that loss. So these guys were, I guess, comfortable with wanting to drop that amount of money. And, you know, I'm not really going to, you know, shit on them because of the choices that they make. This is the fact that they were probably on this documentary and they just became victims of a shoddy CEO, you know, these tech bros that just paint themselves as gods, or they, you know, they paint themselves as extraordinary. And it's funny because they all these tech bros, they really, really come out as nice. They come out as genuine. There's not a mean bone to their body. They all fit this criteria. A lot of them are buttoned down, jeans, modest car, right? And I'm not shitting on them in any way, shape, or form, but it's just like people put too much trust in some of these volatile assets, and then people put way, way, way too much trust in these crypto bros just by the way they talk, the way they present themselves, their eccentric behavior, without kind of doing nothing more than some surface level digging. Right? Look at everybody, you know, creaming their pants over Sam Bankman-Fried, right? Guy was the boy genius. This guy was the true crypto king of the world, right? Owned the second largest crypto exchange fund in the world, only behind ZZ Binance. And I think ZZ Binance, I don't know if they're coming after his ass, right? Twitter's been kind of quiet now that the whole SBF fiasco kind of died down, right? But, you know, you look at guys like that, you know, they look quirky, they look nerdy, they look like they wouldn't have a mean bone to their body. And so people tend to fucking put their trust to it, put their trust on it. I mean, umpires had the FTX logo, Miami Heat, a professional basketball team ended up changing their sponsorship to FTX Arena. Now it's Miami-Dade. Until they find a new sponsor. But they probably want to kick themselves in the foot for that one. But because the guy gave off this, you know, that philosophy? I forgot what the fuck it's called off the top of my head. Where you're practically giving everything away and you want to make as much money to be able to give it away, right? You hear guys like that and you're just like, oh yeah, let me fucking put as much money as I can, but just like, you know, you just kind of got to be wary of where you put your money. And like I said, these guys, they're victims to a certain extent. I mean, greed kind of clouded their judgment, and I get it. You know, our dopaminergic systems want to find the quickest way to gratification. So if it means that someone could put $400,000 in a crypto exchange fund and then basically blow their shit up to $4 million in a matter of 6 months, hey, sign me the fuck up. I will not be the one to say that I wouldn't do the same thing, because I definitely would. But when you look past the fast gains and the probability of those things happening, and then you look at it logically, are you willing to risk $400,000 like that? I sure as fuck am not. That'll buy a house in middle America, right? We definitely want to chase more and more and more. And I get it why these guys did what they did, but at the same time, it's just like, I would not consider them to be victims, other than they couldn't get their money out. That's the messed up part. Yeah, they really could not get their money out. But, you know, the way they put themselves in these situations, it's kind of like a bunch of red flags should have gone up. I don't know. You know, just, I guess the point with all of this, you know, this ranting is that, you know, you just got to be smart with your money. I definitely want you all to invest. I want you guys to have a sizable retirement fund. I want you guys to be able to have fun along the way, right? Have fun playing with crypto. I know there's a lot of financial gurus that detest it. I like the future applications for it. I just like the whole renegade fighting against the system philosophy that the market has presented, the decentralized market. Whether it's going to work out in the long term, that remains to be seen. I know there's people who definitely believe it 100%. And have gone all in, but at the same time, you know, got to be cautious. We got to understand where our risk levels end, and then just don't go past that point. So don't be like these poor souls. Just do right, be well with your money. Let's get this bread. And yeah. All right, so that concludes today's episode. I definitely recommend you guys check out the documentary on Netflix. By the way, fuck Netflix for cracking down on the shared password. I mean, yeah, I paid for my Netflix, but you know, some of my family members, they use it and they don't want to pay fucking $20. So, you know, I don't get anything from them, but still. Besides that, check out the documentary Trust No One. Search for the Crypto King. It's actually pretty good. Equal parts funny. It's mind-boggling too, because the guy apparently might actually be dead, but then he might not be. Who the fuck knows, right? It's a he said, she said thing, and then, you know, you'll hear these guys, you'll hear about the $400,000 guy or the guy who dropped $70,000, $80,000, and you'll just be like, holy hell. Like, what were you thinking? I know I was thinking that while I was watching it. So, until next time, take care of yourselves. Be well. I do apologize if there's some construction going on in the background. It's kind of loud outside, so we'll do our best to clean it up. Until then, take care. Adios.